few minutes ago, I achieved, you know, focused in terms of a hyper alertness, but the body's disconnected. It's different than sleep awareness of the body, but the body is definitely, you know, disconnected, and I'm bright and alert. I was just not too sure what I was experiencing, just some imagery. And when you spoke and said something, what are you experiencing now between the first two words and the third one, I thought the first two words were part of the experience.
Would you like to move on to focus 12 now?
Yeah, that's fine.
And allow all the limits to drop away.
Just occasional, you know, body alignment twitches, energy, things going on just occasionally. And I'm, you know, doing the proper thing with him. I'll go ahead and hit him in June 12.
Okay.
Drifting away from my body, back and down. There's the itch on my nose. I'm floating up in a bedroom. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bedroom furniture. The irritation of the nose is still there. Bay window, sheer curtains, floor, vent, throw rug thing. So when you step out of bed or where your shoes are or something, it goes on this throw rug that can be washed or something.
Ask, what is the purpose of this image?
Nose irritation now transferred to left cheek. External skin type irritation, but is now moved physically from the right nostril to the left cheek. Continuing to ask questions. Hypersensitive, not through asking the question yet, but just explaining hypersensitivity to body fluids moving throughout the body. More awake than being awake is kind of an awareness. But I'm out of the body and behind it. Skin irritation now has moved to tip of nose. Up from right cheek to tip of nose. You know, it's like somebody's dragging a feather over your face, that kind of a thing. Let me get back to the question. I see it's not worth wasting time explaining what I saw, you know, because I went on to saying what's the significance of what I saw, and so. Heart of gold is the answer, and just, you know, for general curiosity purposes, a pillow on the bed, and I said, you know, what am I doing here? What's all this scene all about? Freudian concepts involved here. Give me a break. And so then I saw this pillow heart and white frill around it. I'm watching it now. And white lace. And I assume that it's just some sort of a throw pillow on the bed or something. And so that's what I get in response to the question.
I suggest you ask, what is the meaning of the itch on the nose? What was the answer?
I'm processing the energy in my head again. Let's wait and see what happens. My head is shaking and stuff. Let's see what happens. And just as it's going on, I'm repeating everything that, in terms of willingness, I can think of. It's strong. It's going. Let's wait. Okay, the physical process continues in a different pattern, but I feel I could talk a little bit about the past while this continues to go on in the present. So the pattern is drifting and changing as I'm talking, but I'll try to get out what happened in the past so that I might have it on tape. The last utterance, which you probably couldn't understand, was the rate had returned to my head and was increasing in its intensity and frequency. The shaking became more violent. And I kept, what's the expression? I'm having to pay attention to, all right, as I speak, the nose is going on, my body is still doing the vibrations. I'm going to try to tell you about what happened in the past. And all of that is going on at one time, so it's very interesting. Please be patient while I hear the funny voice again in embarrassment. I'm going to talk about the past now. The energy increase in right in the head, and then as the more I talk about the past, the stronger this experience is becoming. I will go to the past again. As my right hand is moving, I'm sure that it is making meter readings, but I'm not making it move. The rate increased in the head a great deal then, radiated down into the arms, and I kept saying, willing. I can't think of word to describe, but mantra, willingness, mantras, willing for knowledge, willing for experience, willing to this, willing to that, and then suddenly it was willingness to willingness to I see that this second experience has been similar to the first. For in the first experience, by reaching the affirmation willingness to love, the vibrations have ceased, and in this explaining to you, the same has happened again. Returning to past experience then, by saying willingness to love, and having been released from the vibrations, I was saying willingness to love who, and came to know the expression does not have concept. All of it the same. The concept to love one and not another is not cosmically possible. These wonderful vibrations are continuing. I know that my body is jerking and it must be causing the meters to move. I can't seem to explain the understanding of this. I don't know how to say that there's no decision, that willingness to love and the question of but who is not relevant. Thank you. Right hand is really twitching. I can now tell when this seems to come on. You know, the energy in the twitching is rather violent, and I can tell that something's going on. There seemed to be another, moving back past time, there seemed to be another experience that happened. My right hand is really twitching while I'm talking. There seemed to be another experience. I'm not sure whether my eyes are open or closed. You can tell how hard it is to concentrate on one thing with so much going on, and my words don't complete sentences or paragraphs. Now both arms. Something must be coming up again. It seemed to me that there was an experience past the understanding of the question of who to love was a stupid question, that the willingness to love was the point. And, I know there were some flower examples, like, does a flower know the difference between the one and his right or his left? Anyways, I sense there was a comment from you.
I appreciate this opening.
The energy is here.
Express now to the energy.
You seem to be speaking directly to it. It's very strong here now.
The one I know is Kip.
Now I'm here to go ahead, Kip.
Okay. You had many experiences recently.
This makes the body chill.
In a number of concepts, memories, flash forwards. come together in an experience of meeting another person. A very powerful experience. An experience that is on many levels. Because it is on many levels, it is hard and difficult at times to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Please help in understanding all that has come together.
Mm-hmm.
What are these experiences as they come together? What is it that is best understood about the meaning?
Nobody ever told me it would be like this with all this physical shit. Anyways, here we go. This is very nice that it's been sticking around so long. The questions are being asked are very narrow and scope and see rather ridiculous. They decided I could explain it easier. Out on the patio, I was told that I can be... You remember when we were out on the patio before this? I was told something about I can tend the garden that I can take personal responsibility for, tending the garden, and that... Well, things like worrying about the kids or the house or all the things Nest Tender did, the dynamic with other people around, is that if I take personal responsibility for that, that I then can become the gardener. And what that means is tend to the garden. Take responsibility by being a garden tender. The energy's coming back in. Let's see if I can finish before it gets back. The true nature is to pay attention to all these things. True nature is to just take responsibility for it and not try to escape or run away from it. Now, see if I'll hurry before the energy gets back. The other part of the explanation is involving the narrow concept of the questions of understanding, the dynamic of growth is a very large concept that is not expressed in simple terms of human understanding, and it is not to use the word understanding, it is not understood why something must be understood, just important to and the last word is tearing emotions. The one part teary happiness. I need to talk with you when I get out of here because nobody ever told me about this. I want physical stuff. Oh, shit. I was just told the sun had to shake you. Oh, my God. Don't fall out of your chair laughing there, kid. I'm laying down. Well, I've always understood the concept to elevate oneself is to elevate all, like Jesus' concept of let your light shine so that it might be seen by others. You have no responsibility to elevate another, only to enlighten yourself, and in doing so, in the true nature of the cosmos. Since you are all, you are therefore enlightening all. I've always understood this, and this other principle in discussing this with the energy of a willingness to love, but a willingness to love who? The same theorem can be applied. For to love one, to love all, there's no difference. The same theorem applies. To elevate one, to elevate all. And the magic works. And the responsibility of tending the garden around you, to tending the garden by pruning and amplifying, watering, nurturing, sprucing up and decorating all those around you, each with everyone you meet. Make them just as beautiful and radiant as you can. For that is what the gardener does. And in doing so, creates the beauty around you. It's very soft, very gentle. It has been said by others in many other words, in many other ways. But for me, it has been said so that I might understand it. Love me. I'm happy with what I am. I'm very, very comfortable in body, mind, and spirit. I'm laying here with my eyes open in post-orgasmic bliss, talking to you about the nature of reality.
Okay. I'm going to change the frequency.
But you're not going to change me.
Of course not. So just listen.
Yes, I must admit, this does feel different down here, and they gave me a little flatter now. Before I was about as big as the whole waterbed, and I'm a little flatter. Focused well is like, kind of like driving your car, you know, because you become, in your consciousness, you become kind of huge and you're aware of everything from the front bumper to the back bumper. And so the kind of the coming back from focused 12 is kind of like collapsing down from the size of a car to the size of the body. You know?
Okay, are you ready to count back with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 9. Nine.
Nine.
Eight.
Seven.
Seven. Six.
Six. I don't know why. This oxygen.
Four.
Three, stretching my eyes. Two. And I'm going to close them because I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now I'll open them. Okay.
Now we're back to one.
Yeah, one. There's a square thing in front of me. Oxygen. I'm wiggling my toes and rubbing my feet. Now they feel cold now. My toes are cold.
Okay, well, relax. I'll be in a minute or so.
Okay.